Hallo, ich heiße Judith.
Hi, I'm Chuck. This is Newbie Series Lesson 1.
Sie hören GermanPod101.com.
You are listening to GermanPod101.com.
Willkommen!
Welcome! I'm so excited!
Me too!
I can't believe we're doing this! It's our very first lesson!
The first lesson we record, and the first lesson of the Newbie Series on GermanPod101.com.
Man, it's a great time to start learning German. I so wish I had these lessons when I started learning German.
The listeners don't know you yet. Let's introduce ourselves first. Mein Name ist Judith Meyer. My name is Judith Meyer, and I am a native German.
My name is Chuck Smith, and I am an American living in Germany. Together, we are going to teach you everything you need to know about the German language and culture. Conversation, comprehension, vocabulary, usage, grammar, do's and don'ts, you name it.
I will ensure that you learn real German, not the dry textbook kind, but German as it's spoken every day by almost 100 million people.
And I will draw on my experience to tell you about the quirky concepts and behaviors I have encountered here in Germany. I will also give you tips on how to learn German effectively. For example, one thing I recommend right away is that after you listen to one of our lessons, log into the Learning Center at GermanPod101.com and test yourself on what you have learned.
Yes, this way you'll reinforce what you hear in the lesson. Also, the lesson transcripts are really useful if you want to do a quick review.
But for now, let's get started with the basics of German. The Newbie Series is meant for people who have no prior knowledge of German and who'd like to become conversational in German fast.
So let's listen to our very first conversation.
This conversation will teach you some very basic phrases that you just have to know in German. Judith and I will take the parts of two German neighbors who meet very briefly while going out. We will first read the dialogue at normal speed to give you a first impression of how German sounds. Then we will read it slowly, and finally, Judith will read it alone while I will translate for you.
Okay, let's go. Guten Tag, Herr Jäger.
Guten Tag, Frau Hörner.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Gut, danke. Und Ihnen?
Auch gut, danke.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Now slowly. Guten Tag, Herr Jäger.
Guten Tag, Frau Hörner.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Gut, danke. Und Ihnen?
Auch gut, danke.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Now I will read it alone, while Chuck gives you the translations. Guten Tag, Herr Jäger.
Good day, Mr. Jäger.
Guten Tag, Frau Höhne.
Good day, Mrs. Höhne.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
How are you doing?
Gut, danke. Und Ihnen?
Good, thank you. And you?
Auch gut, danke.
Also good, thanks.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye. We said Herr Jäger and Frau Höhne are neighbors, so why are they addressing each other by their last names?
Well, for Germans, it's an issue of respect. Germans wish to show respect to everybody and to be shown respect. And formal language is an easy way of expressing that. For example, you won't hear people introduce themselves as Tom very often. They will probably call themselves Herr Jäger or even Tom Jäger, and then you're supposed to call them Herr Jäger. You should get used to addressing people by their last name, unless you want to make a major blunder. The formal Sie is also part of that.
There's sometimes when you can clearly get away with using the informal form, such as when talking with kids, let's say until about 18 years old, relatives, and students that you may know.
Especially when you're both students, both of you. Otherwise, since they're over 18, they might insist on the formal form.
But cases when you clearly can't use the informal form are when talking to a boss, your friend's parents, or even a friend that you meet in an official capacity, like in a store.
Have you ever made the mistake of addressing somebody impolitely, Chuck?
Well, yeah, I have. But often people are understanding when they hear that you're a native English speaker, since English doesn't have a formal form.
Yes, people usually forgive foreigners, so you don't need to be too worried, but try.
Now let's take a look at the words used in this dialogue and how they work together.
First, there's the greeting, Guten Tag.
This literally means good day, Because gut or guten means good, and tag is day.
Guten Tag, good day. It's the most common formal greeting, and you will hear it used throughout the day. I will break it down. Tag. Guten. Guten Tag.
Good day. Pay particular attention to the vowels and the T sound.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag. Practice saying it. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Okay, the next word is Herr.
Mr.
Herr.
Mr.
This is one syllable only. Be very careful with the E sound. Herr. For example, we use the word Herr Jäger. Mr. Jäger. Then the next word is Frau.
Mrs.
Frau.
Mrs.
Actually, this could be Miss too, because in German we don't do the distinction. Frau.
Ms.
So this is Frau. Whenever you see a German woman, it's okay to call her Frau and then use her last name, of course. But Frau also means woman. It's the word for woman.
And it also means wife.
Yes, if you're referring to your woman. Your wife. Meine Frau. My wife. Now, the word Herr that we just learned doesn't have this extra connotation. It doesn't mean man, it doesn't mean husband, but it can mean Lord, as in God, der Herr. Anyway, next item. Wie geht es Ihnen?
How are you? This is a more formal form of saying how are you.
Yes, it's the one that you should normally use with people that you don't know that well.
Unless I guess you're in a bar.
I don't know, I'd still use the formal form. Wie geht es Ihnen? You have to learn this as a phrase because the grammar behind it is really weird. See, wie geht es Ihnen literally translates to how goes it to you? And it's just very weird. So you learn it as a phrase. Wie geht es Ihnen? Then there is danke.
Thanks.
Danke.
Thanks.
I'll break it down. Danke. 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 Say it too. This is really important for you to pronounce correctly.
Danke.
Danke. Now the next word is und.
What word does that sound like? I'd say it sounds like and.
That's right. Und means and. Und.
Could you use that in a sentence?
Well, for example, you could say Herr Jäger und Frau Höhne, Mr. Jäger and Mrs. Höhne. Or you could use it in a little question. For example, somebody asked you, wie geht es Ihnen? And you answer, gut, danke, I'm good, thanks. And now you want to know how they are doing. So you ask, und Ihnen? And to you, how goes it to you? And that brings us to the next word, which is Ihnen.
To you.
You, the formal you, because in German there's a formal you and an informal you, which we'll learn in a later lesson. So this is the formal way. Und Ihnen. The next word is auch.
Means also or to.
Auch.
Also.
Be careful with the last sound of this word, the ch part. You will need to practice this a lot. Say it after me. Auch.
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 Okay, the last phrase for today is Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Goodbye. This also literally means until seeing again.
I'll break it down for you. Auf. Auf. Wieder, wieder is again, wieder, sehen, sehen is to see, sehen, wiedersehen, to see again, auf Wiedersehen, Until seeing again.
Okay, I'm gonna go slack off. Auf Wiedersehen.
Hey, Chuck, stay here. Wir sind noch nicht fertig. We're not done yet. Don't say auf Wiedersehen.
Okay.
You'll stay here?
Alright, I'll stick around. But only for the listeners. Now when you hear this dialogue again, you'll see that you understand so much more than you did before.
Yes, you're really making a lot of progress in German already.
Let's listen to it again, but this time, imitate us after each line and try to make your accent match. Preferably to her accent rather than mine.
Oh, I think your accent is good enough.
Oh, thanks.
Danke. Guten Tag, Herr Jäger.
Guten Tag, Frau Hörner.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Gut, danke. Und Ihnen?
Auch gut, danke.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
At the Learning Center at GermanPod101.com, you can easily listen to the dialogue again and match it with the transcript. You can go through it line by line and even listen to each line individually over and over again until you have internalized the phrase and its pronunciation. Then use the recording tool found on the same page to record your voice and compare it with the native speaker. This will really help you improve your pronunciation. If you have any questions, please feel free to use our forum or post a comment on today's lesson. See you again soon.
Bis bald.
Auf Wiedersehen.